This is Ben Crenshaw. You're listening to Radio Golf Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very impromptu RotoFest picked the winner in the singles with Mr. Ogren, former U.S. vice captain, Ryder Cup vice captain at the K Club. We won't talk about that. We'll talk about what's going on now. David, your take so far, what's been going on at Bethpage Black from a golf perspective?
Golf perspective first.
Yes.
Europe has played brilliantly. Just absolutely brilliant play. And Paul McGinley on the television here has alluded to some sort of metrics and plans and data-driven something that Europe has done to prepare him for this. And he's not giving away any state secrets.
There you go. The quality of the golf?
It's been spectacular. And this is what makes the European performance so remarkable, is I think the quality of the golf has been very good on both sides. I mean, really has. Right. Yesterday afternoon in the four-ball matches, let me see, I posted this to my buddies over here. The Americans were something like 7 under, 9 under, 10 under, and 6 under, yeah. And they lost the session 3-1. And the 10 under match, they only won 1 up.
Right. Yeah, I believe I saw that. Scheffler and Bryson were 9 under and 3 down.
Yes,
that's got to hurt.
It was obviously frustrating, Frank. Obviously.
Has anybody surprised you on the American team in a good way or in a disappointing way? World number one going 0-4, or on the European team?
Okay, so who surprised me to the positive on the U.S. team? Very, very, very pleased with J.J. Spaun.
Mm.
I mean, the way he finished up yesterday's match was just spectacular. Disappointment, I on the American side anyway, it was obviously Russell Henley, right? And then I don't know if you saw it anywhere on the internet, but the Harris English and Colin Morikawa pairing.
Mm.
The computer, the AI said that was 132 out of 132 possible twice. Combinations for the Americans, right?
Twice we got that.
Yeah, and so, all right, I got two reactions to that. First, how many tournaments has the AI won?
I can answer that.
Right? But secondly, I mean, both Morikawa and Harris English are just really accomplished golfers. I mean, absolutely. They're really, really good. And
they showed that on occasion. There was that, yes, flash of brilliance from Morikawa more than from English, maybe, but it was there.
I haven't seen the breakdown yet, but strokes gained putting. Obviously, the European team should have an edge in strokes gained putting. Mm. I have a guy who watches that, and I'll ask him later about the strokes gained putting. That's going to be an interesting. That would be an interesting analysis of how you win in team golf by using the strokes gained metric.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but when you on the P, and I think you're talking about what is it, the data box or whatever it's called,
yeah,
and or Cap Gemini, whatever, you know, all those things, and they're fantastic. But There's so many different categories: strokes gained putting, putts per green regulation, putts inside 15 feet, and that would be the one putting stat that's the most important one for you.
Well, I just think overall strokes gained putting would be good enough for me. Let's just really surprising is how good Shane Lowry, Tyrrell Hatton, and Sepp Straka putted. You don't think of those guys of being the good putters. It doesn't surprise you when Rose putts good. It doesn't surprise you when Rory putts good,
Yep.
right?
What about Scotty?
I think Scotty's played exactly the way Scotty plays when Scotty plays. I don't think he's played any better or worse than he's been playing as a number one player. And it's awfully reminiscent of another a dominant American player who would come to this event and play the way he plays in big time stroke play tournaments and not getting the job done in intense match play.
Right. Yeah, I mean
It's a
that surprised me on the European side with Matt Fitzpatrick, who is, who shows up for the 72 holers, but he really I thought played phenomenal for us and unexpected. Let's get into the singles before we talk about
Yes.
what went on with on the sidelines yesterday. First out, Rosie against Cameron Young, who I think everybody underestimated how important the knowledge of the course that Cameron has, it really is. I mean, he played phenomenal for a rookie, number one. That's no discussion. But having played there as much as he did, and having won a New York State Open and an Ike, and all those top amateur tournaments that they have in New York, I think a lot of people underestimated that. I'll go first. I'm going to pick Cameron Young to win that one.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad you went first because I wanna pick the even number matches.
You're not sticking me with Cantley.
No.
You can pick him also, Young. Absolutely.
No. Being in the bottom third of our roto draft.
You are the
Bottom
bottom
third of our
third of
roto
the
draft.
You are the bottom third.
Are you in the middle third?
I am.
Anyway, yeah, so this first match, I think going out first, I can see the coach's logic. Put Cam Young out there. He's playing very good on the course, he knows. I can see Luke's thinking, put the veteran guy out who's been really steady first, playing really good golf. And yes, I will agree with you. I think it's going to be a great match. I think it's going to be a Cameron Young win. It's going to be a really good match. It's coming down to 17 or 18, and I
Right.
think it's going to be the show that people want.
How important is that first match?
The importance of matches is irrelevant. Every match is important to United States, and we got to win them all. I mean, we got to go 10-2,
Right.
right?
Well, yeah.
So every match is super important. But if Cameron Young doesn't win the first match,
Hey, you got to win 10 out of the next 11.
right?
Game two.
Which
Yeah.
statistically is just not going to happen.
Right. Game two, Tommy Fleetwood and Justin Thomas.
Great match. Just I think as far as who they are on the team, I think that's an absolute apples to apples match. Tommy's playing just a little bit better. I'm going to choose Tommy.
You're gonna go with Tommy. I mean, I went through this, and then there's two matches where I'm fairly certain the Europeans will win, and there's two matches where I'm fairly certain that the Americans will win. On the American side, one was Cameron Young. On the Tommy JT match, And I, you know, I love JT and the way he plays, and sometimes he rubs people the wrong way. But you know, he was one of the guys yesterday that was making an effort to calm the crowd when Rory was putting, and boah. And Tommy is just Tommy. I think Tommy maybe is a little bit stronger, you know, when he's got somebody next to him. So I'm going to go with JT on this one. Game three, Fitzpatrick and Bryson. And I'll go first again. Now, this is the second and the last match where I'm sure that the Americans will get a point. So I'm going to go with Bryson on that one as well. First three matches in my book going to the U.S.,
Yeah, earlier, no, excuse me, last year, mm-hmm. I'm going to use a baseball reference for all you German baseball fans.
Oh.
So the Pittsburgh Pirates had this rookie named Paul Skeens from LSU that came out and just the most dominant pitcher we have in USA baseball. Mm. And the Cubs started their wily veteran.
Your Cubs, we should say.
My Chicago Cubs, Kyle Hendricks, who, you know, throws a fastball about as, you know, like you can throw a pillow across the room. And it was a total mismatch.
Hmm.
Just total mismatch. Two quality pitchers, but, you know, you're going to choose the guy that throws at 102 over the guy that throws at 89.
Yeah.
And I think that's what that match is. And Bryson hit three or four or five of the very best shots I've seen him hit in
God,
a couple of years.
Second shot on four, where he almost made albatross. Goodness me.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think Fitzpatrick can keep up. He just doesn't make enough birdies, you know.
Yes.
So
he's not going to make any mistakes, but exactly. The way the course is set up, for Bryson to make five or six birdies in 12 holes.
Right. So, and Fitzpatrick cannot keep up with it. And then we get to number four. I don't know how they managed to put this match together, Rory and Scheffler. And maybe we'll talk about, I remember for some reason, and you know how it is about remembering things when the older you get, you know, they're not always accurate. But I remember that they were doing the singles. One captain would read a name and then the other one would answer. Is that still the way it goes, or did it ever go this way? Or am I just imagining it?
You're imagining that.
God.
No. Okay. So let me give you some insight. So
yeah, please.
We're down bigly. Oh my God. I sound like my president. We were down big in Ireland. Right. And so we're in the room captaincy, and Tom's got the captains and one player.
Mm-hmm.
In 2006. Give you one guess who that one player is.
Phil Mickelson?
No.
Tiger?
Yes, of course. Anyway, so we're trying to figure out the order.
Mm-hmm.
And my one contribution to the lineup, it says this is the fourth spot. This is just like, again, a baseball reference, your cleanup hitter. Your best power hitter goes in the fourth spot. Mm-hmm. And there was a counter argument that if we were going to win the cup in Ireland, it would be about match 10 or 11, 9, 10, 11. And so there was an argument to put Tiger back in 10. And I said, no, you don't want to put him back far enough so that his match is irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so so both captains are thinking, we don't want the fourth match to be irrelevant. Our best player is going in the four hole. And so now you got one and two. Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, once that match is over, I think everybody in the States is turning over to football.
Well, it's interesting because Rory played in the four spot in Rome against Sam Burns. But I totally understand, you know, knowing baseball, the cleanup spot. And my thought just now was, it's the seventh game in a set of tennis, which is the most important game.
Yes.
The fourth service game of whoever is serving first in the set. So who do you like there?
Okay, now, because one of the possibilities of match play is a tie.
Mm-hmm.
This match is going to finish on 18. It's going to finish on 18 with both guys stuffing a wedge into about 3 feet. It's going to be good, good. They're going to shake hands. They're going to hug. It's going to be a draw.
Wow.
It's going to be an epic draw. Nobody's going to get more than one up. They're going to throw punches at each other the whole way. It's going to be exciting. This one ends in a draw. I'm calling for a draw.
There you go. Well, I'm going to go Europe. I'm going to go Rory. Just because, I mean, you know, when you think about what he went through this week.
Yes.
It's, guys throwing drinks at his wife and that kind of stuff. So,
yeah. I can amend my pick. I'll take Scheffler, and so that we know we have our logical choices. But this is a match that everybody wants to see play. Man, I wish this was a 1 point cup.
Yeah,
because,
I mean,
wow, would that mean something?
The only guy who can take down Scotty is Rory, and the only guy who can take down Rory is Scotty.
Right.
So I mean, it's going to be a phenomenal match. I totally agree with you. But now we get into the order where, we're getting down to like in baseball, we get another 6, 7, 8 spot where, next is Ludwig and Patrick Cantlay.
Oh gosh, it would be your pick first on the fifth match.
I will, You know, Ludwig, I mean, he hasn't really played well. He has a bunch of lip outs, and Cantlay, you know, he's shown the patty ice just a couple of times. I'm going to go for the draw in this one because I can't pick to win.
You couldn't have paired two guys whose respective places on the team are more alike.
Yeah.
I hope for the sake of PGA Tour and this competition that Ludwig never calls me for help with his putting. Hope he never calls me. If he really was putting good, I think he'd be phenomenal. You know, we actually have a Ludwig connection in that his roommate, Garrett Martin at Texas Tech, at one time dated one of my employees. Mm. So my employee has met Ludwig in the by and by. But when he figures out his putting, when Phil Kenyon gets Ludwig putting great, he's going to be the next thing.
Really?
Patty Ice is putting so good, I think he wins.
There you go. You're going with the U.S. John Rahm and Xander.
No contest.
No contest. It's my first European 100% win. I'm going with Rambo. I guess you're going with Rambo.
It's no contest, Frank. Xander's just playing. He's playing okay for Xander.
Yeah, but I mean, John Rahm, I mean, it's just and he must really be pissed off for losing the match yesterday in the evening there. But his chip in on the eighth hole, standing in it's just, you know, and the way he talked about it, I'm just trying to put it on the green. You know, you don't understand. I'm not trying to make it. Was just so, and he's really, you know, I mean, if Bryson is your emotional leader, he is ours. You know, he's really let Rory be the top guy. But what John Rahm has done for this team and the way he's carried them and taken care of the younger guys, phenomenal.
Yes, carrying on the tradition started by the immortal Seve Ballesteros.
Exactly. And it went Seve, Jose, and then Sergio was there, and now it's John Rahm, and he's doing a phenomenal job. This is a good one. Sepp Straka and JJ Spaun. What do you say, David?
What do I say?
Yeah.
Okay, I've already said that. Yeah, I guess I've alluded to both of these guys have surprised me in the positive.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And, man, you can't get a more even match. And unfortunately for the golf gods, the course is set up where good old-fashioned luck has been kind of neutralized.
Well, that's why they call it dumb luck, I think.
Dumb luck. Because you know, this is the kind of match it could come down to who drove it in the rough. If the rough was up, who drove in the rough and got a lie they could play. Right? But it's just the whole course is playable. And neither one of them is known as the best putter on the universe. Neither one of them is known as the best ball striker in the universe, but they both strike the ball so well. I do not know what their strokes gained tee to green is comparatively. I think if we looked at the stat, we would find that whoever was better strokes gained tee to green. But don't be doing the research.
I'm not doing the research. I'm just confirming that JJ in the putting, in the strokes gained putting, is somewhere in the Morikawa range. He's putts per round 92. And we talked about this, you know. I think only the bad putters use the lab putters, and I remember him missing a few short ones yesterday, but I thought he was striking the ball beautifully. I love Zepp. I think I'm going to go with the JJ on this one. What about you?
If we had to put five Deutsch marks on it, I would take Strecker.
We'll take Strecker. We have moved on to the Euro. Although I still have some Deutschmark, which instead of five, now with the collector's value, they might be worth six. So you're getting a good deal if he wins. All right. So for both of us, the Ryder Cup is over by now. I have two and a half for Europe. You have 1, 2, 3 for Europe. So we'll see how that goes. Another very interesting match in that middle part is the next one, Shane Lowry and Russell Henley. See, I don't know anything about Russell Henley. I mean,
Russell Henley is what, number 3 in the world, right?
I mean, does he hit the? I mean, I remember when I was playing decent golf as an amateur, and I used to go play pro-ams, and you know, like a pro. The guy that would be on the European Tour, on the Challenge Tour, was the guy that hit, in my view, in the whole Pro-Am tournament that had nothing to do with the tour, hit the ball the worst. Is he the number 3? I mean, he is the number 3 player in the world, but is his game the third best game in the world?
I think Russell Henley's game is built and suited for 25 events a year over multiple courses, multiple venues, long haul, long term, don't make any mistakes, keep racking up the points, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know if his game is suited for like a sprint shootout.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, you have a guy that never has to buy a beer ever again in a whole country.
Why is that?
Well, he won the British Open in Ireland, right?
Oh, there you go.
Right?
That's true. I mean, he did play with Scheffler yesterday and got taken down by Mr. Snackentire and Mr. Hovland.
Yeah. So anyway, my pick is Shane Lowry in this.
Yeah, I'm going there too. I'm going Shane just because. And what he did yesterday in that match with Rory, he I mean, and Rory said it, you know, he carried me during that middle part of the round, and I think the emotion takes over there. Then we have the two guys who didn't play yesterday, Rasmus and Mr. Sunglasses, Ben Griffin.
Yeah, they turned into the invisible man. And I think that was strictly a analytics thing by the coaches. They probably could have put Griffin out with Harris English instead of Morikawa.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, That match is such a 50-50 toss that I don't know why you and I wouldn't go home team on that one, just because if you have a total 50-50 match, you go home team.
Absolutely. We'll both go U.S. Now we get to which is my second match where I'm pretty sure the Europeans will take the point, and that's Tyrrell Hatton and Colin Morikawa.
Totally agree with you, 100%. Yeah. Tyrrell Hatton, not only because Morikawa is not playing all that good, and as you know, Rick is a Golf Show All Star too,
yep,
right?
He is, absolutely.
And so you know he can give you all the information on Colin.
And
Colin's
you're a flow coder.
Yeah, I am, and you know, I mean, obviously, Colin is a great player, and if he putts any good at all, but I think Tyrrell is literally on a mad dash here. And I'll give you a sneaky thing about this match. When he wins about 5-4 or 6-5, that's actually going to be the moment that Europe claims the cup.
Mr. Ogren says Tyrrell Hatton will claim the cup. There you go. I will say Tommy Fleetwood clinches the cup.
Okay.
In the number
second
two
spot. Match.
Well, because another match before him will finish. Maybe, you know.
Well, no, I mean, because they're only the second match.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, if Rosie gets.
Well, of course, then again, yeah, the first two matches might win 6-5, and then we'll be done.
We'll be done. Yeah. Well, I'm not counting on that. Yeah, I'm definitely, you know, I'm going Hatton. And
they're showing Luke on TV, and he looks like the cat that just ate the particularly tasty mouse.
There's a new Donald in town.
Hey, you ought to text McGinley and tell him to use it. Oh, that's great.
Match number 11, Bobby Snackentire and Sam Burns. Good match.
Great match. Two guys that should become Ryder Cup stalwarts for the next 10 years, five cups.
Yeah, I agree.
And you know how much I like Bobby McIntyre. He was my first pick in our snake draft. So I got to go Bobby McIntyre.
Absolutely. I will go with Sam Burns, just because I just love the way he plays. And then we have Victor and Harris English, and obviously we have the situation there with Victor's injury, whatever it may be. The envelope rule, whatever that is, I remember it very well from Kiowa, where Dave Stockton I think it was Steve Pate, who was in a car accident, and Stockton sat him down on Friday and then sat him down on Saturday morning and played him on Saturday afternoon. He played like shit and then pulled the envelope out of the hat. And that match then obviously was tied because he couldn't play. And they ended up winning. The Americans ended up winning by half a point when Bernard missed that putt. I don't think Luke is going to pull the envelope. Even I think that's why he put Victor last, just to do that. But I think he's just going, even if he's hurt, he still just go out there and they'll shake hands whenever the thing's decided. I don't know. What's your take on that?
Well, the envelope is been made, and obviously Luke put, you don't know, by the way, you don't know, but it's assumed that Harris English and Victor Hovland are in the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you assume. And by the way, that's the one thing, that's the one secret in my life that I'm never going to reveal who was in the American envelope.
Who was it? What happens to the envelope? Is it like burned, like when they elect the Pope or something like
yes,
that?
Yes, exactly.
Really?
Yeah. So really? When the pairings go in Saturday night, and the pairings got to be in like 30 minutes after the last match is done. So, you know, they're celebrating a little bit, but I mean, it's like pretty fast after that last match is in that they have to get the pairings in, and the envelope goes with the pairings. And obviously that's the last match.
I'm going to guess
Tiger
was not in the
envelope. I think you're right. I think Victor's go. See, Steve couldn't play. He literally couldn't play. Mm-hmm. He couldn't breathe. He couldn't swing. Victor, I think what Victor is going to say, hey, look, I'm match 12. We're going to have it won by now. And I think you're right. I'm going to go out with Harris. We're going to play a nice game of golf and so on and so forth. So this match right here will eventually be conceded to Harris English.
I agree.
And it won't matter.
I agree. So the envelope is actually made Saturday night. It's not made before the competition starts.
That's correct. Because if you have somebody dinged on your team and you know it's Saturday, you put his name in the envelope.
Right. Is there any way to call up somebody else if there's two people injured? Or is
no.
There, no, there's not. Okay.
Nope.
All right. Well, I think there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 and 6 is your call, David. 1, 2, 3, 4. And I got 4.5 to 7.5 for the U.S.
Yeah, and they're off, and Rose drove it in the fairway perfect.
They are off.
Rose is in the fairway perfect. Cameron Young's perfect in the first cut right side. And we're off and running.
We're off and running. Let's hope the New York crowd surprises the golf world in a positive way today.
I think there's less tension in singles.
There you go. All right, my friend. Thank you very much. Enjoy the day.
Okay. Looks like Pittsburgh is blowing out Minnesota Vikings in the Ireland game. Now I'm going to go to the Ryder Cup, and then later on it's the Bears.
Wait. The Bears. Have a good day, David.
Cheers.
That was it, ladies and gentlemen.